today, I'll be wrapping up the three-part series on running. The first one was running for the beginner, the 5K-er. The second was running for the intermediates, the 10K-er. And today is running for the advanced, the marathoner. You have come a long way since you first laced up your running shoes. You have completed a 5K, discovered the joy and accomplishment of a 10K, and now you have your sights set on the big one, the marathon, 26.2 miles. You've seen it, heard about it, and even know those that have done it. And you thought they were crazy. Now you're the crazy one with the goal to complete a marathon. You have been running for at least a year now. You run almost daily, along with interval training and cross training. And you have your eyes set on the runner's greatest accomplishment, 26.2 miles. When training for a marathon, it's a great idea to join a running club. If you haven't done so already, a running club will help you stay on track. And having a little company for the long runs isn't bad either. Here is a 4-week sample marathon training regiment. Give yourself enough time to train. 26 weeks or more is a good starting point for your training time. Week 1, Monday, go for a short 3-mile run. Tuesday, cross training. Wednesday, interval training. Thursday, make that a rest day. Friday, short 4-mile run. Then here comes Saturday, the long 8-mile run. And Sunday, of course, recovery time. Going into week 2, you're going to repeat week 1, but you're going to add a little bit more distance on that long Saturday run from 8 miles to 10 miles. Week 3, go for a short 4-mile run on Monday. Go ahead and rest on Tuesday. Wednesday, another short 4-mile run. Rest on Thursday. And Friday, how about another short 4-mile run, but at race speed? Then comes Saturday again, the long 8-mile run. And then Sunday, recovery time. Now going into week 4, Monday is a short 5-mile run, with Tuesday going into an interval. Wednesday, you're looking forward for that short 5-mile run again. When Thursday comes along, you're going to go ahead and rest. Friday, you're going to go ahead and do that short 5-mile run, but with the race speed again. And then come Saturday, you have the long 12-mile run. But of course, come Sunday with the recovery. You started out with a simple goal, maybe to lose a few pounds. So you decided to try running, a little scared and unsure. But you went for it. You started to see the results. So you thought maybe you could do a 5K, then a 10K. You experienced the runner's high with every pounding step. You did it, the 5K, the 10K. And now you set your goals even higher to the runner's golden prize, 26.2 miles. The one you thought people were crazy for doing. Along the way, you learned about warming up, how to focus on your form and breathing techniques. You're eating properly, and you fuel your body with the essential nutrients that it needs to maintain your pace. You have followed and created programs. You now belong to a runner's group, and teaching others the tricks of the trade you have picked up along the way. All this hard work flashed before your eyes as you crossed the finish line, 26.2 miles. Big dreams start off little, so you can accomplish anything. For KSCR, this is Colin Johnson.